Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie.
And you're listening to
So That's a Thing, where we bring you our take
on some random shit. All right, Angie, how's it going this week?
Good.
All right.
I'm excited. We're really getting into the podcast.
I know. We've got
some great listeners out there. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and giving us some great feedback.
Absolutely, yes.
We're going to keep bringing it, so.
I know. I've been really excited how well it's been going over, and I get excited every week to, like, look up stuff and
find out
what's a thing nowadays.
I know. So, what's a thing today?
All right. So, my thing this week is actually just a cute, silly one that I've just seen, like, advertisements for and things like that, and it is human whack-a-mole.
What now?
Have you heard of human whack-a-mole?
Human whack-a-mole.
Human whack-a-mole. Okay.
No, but
so
I feel like
do you
I
know what
this. I know what human
what regular whack-a-mole
yeah,
is?
Like yeah,
from
the fair and
Chuck E. Cheese and Chuck E. Cheese, Showbiz Pizza from us 80s babies.
Showbiz.
Yes. So if you can imagine what human whack-a-mole is picture a giant, like, bounce house type structure.
Okay.
So, like, those bounce houses and castles and things that kids jump in.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it is that kind of structure.
Okay.
It is a circular, like, bounce house,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Probably about as tall as maybe, like, 6 feet
okay.
or whatever.
Okay.
There is a hole in the center. And it has a top on it.
Okay.
That's also, like, the inflatable.
Okay.
There's a hole in the center, and then there's 5 holes on the outside, still all within the same circular structure.
Okay.
There is a person that stands in the middle and has one of those inflatable, like, carnival mallets.
Oh, hammer, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's people that are all on the holes on the outside that are ducking down and then jumping up back through their hole and trying to grab
so
balls.
So it's actual humans.
Actual,
like,
people.
That you're hitting.
Yes.
It's not like, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
oh, I love it.
So these people are like.
Oh, I can see,
like,
this going wrong.
So
the,
I know. Well, the video that I watched, they were all wearing helmets.
Oh, I bet. I mean.
And so, like, the person in the center is the whacker, and they have, they're surrounded by, like, I would say a trough of, like, the little plastic balls that,
oh,
the people,
like,
that kids jump in.
Like ball kids, pits.
Yeah, the ball pit.
Yeah.
And so the people on the outside, like, jump up and try and grab the balls while the person in the center whacks them with inflatable mallet.
This is awesome.
And so then you go for whatever amount of time, and then the person with the most balls collected at the end is like,
the winner.
Or whatever. I did some research on, like, the price of this thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because whatever.
Do you rent it? Do you buy it?
There was one company, Interactive Entertainment, and I'm really hoping this is for the price of the purchase. I'm sorry, the purchase of this thing was $2,500.
Holy sugar. You must really want to get
really
some impressions out on people.
Yes.
You must really want to whack a human if you're
now,
paying.
And then I found, like, another company that was called Inflatable Fun, and their rental price, it literally stated rental price as $300.
Okay.
Which, from what I know from, like, other parents that have, like, that I know that have had those inflatable bouncy houses at birthday parties, it's a typical price.
Doesn't it seem like, though, okay, so I'm going to go a little off topic here. I mean, this is amazing, and I love this, but, like, for a 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old birthday party, like, $300 is a lot of money.
Oh, people go insane.
I mean,
ooh, maybe that's a thing.
Yeah.
We should,
like,
talk about kids' birthday parties.
Inappropriately huge birthday parties for 2-year-olds that aren't going to remember it. But,
well,
like, this could be, like, a corporate team building.
And that's
kind
what
of
that was one of the things that they said.
Wrong.
Yeah, yeah. That was, like, they, you know, one of their, like, taglines or whatever would be to, you know, host for your next corporate gathering or whatever.
Right.
Like,
you ever want to punch
a whacker boss?
We're in a face.
Yeah, totally. And of course, so as I'm, like, you know, reviewing, you know, the human whack-a-mole, of course they have other suggestions. So this led me down to other adult games that you can get,
nice.
Inflatable games.
Sure.
One of them was Hungry Hungry Humans.
Oh, yeah.
So it is in the center of the inflatable thing is a bunch of balls, and then each human is tethered to the back of the inflatable ring.
So you have to like,
and so they have to run out. You know those things that you see in fairs?
It rubber bands you back.
Yeah, bands you back. Okay. So like you're strapped to that, and you run forward, and you grab the balls, and it flings you back, and you have to collect it like that. So they had the Hungry Hungry Humans. There was also a human foosball table.
Oh.
Where it didn't say, but each person, they had 10 people that, and again, in a big inflatable thing.
Yeah.
And each person is, they said, attached to a pole. I don't know how. It didn't say. But they're attached to a pole, and they have to, like, play foosball that way.
So all of these, all three, and they're all fantastic. And all as you're talking to me about it, I'm picturing alcohol involved.
Yes.
Like, and then I'm also picturing, like, injury.
Yes.
You know, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, we're 40. Like, we can't walk down the street anymore without, like, oh, my knees hurt.
Yeah, right,
and then just you go in here and try to whack a human and hungry, hungry human.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Totally fat lip or something's going to happen.
Like, I can just see, like, well, what were you doing, sir, that you sprained your ankle?
Hungry,
these balls, see, that I had to get, and
before the inflatable mallet smacked me on the head.
Right. Or I can see this going to HR and being like, you know, Brenda never sent that email!
I swear I didn't get it!
Damn it, Brenda!
Totally. And the last one that was also on the site, which was actually super dumb. Like,
oh, okay.
I actually watched the video and I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was a giant human claw machine.
Oh.
It was so dumb. Like, so there's a big pit with prizes in it, however you want to do it. And a person is attached to basically a crane.
Yeah. I've seen.
And they lift you down. But if you think about a real claw machine at an arcade, there's a chance of like slippage with that claw when it goes down, and you hardly get a prize ever.
Right.
Well, with the human claw machine, basically they dip you down close enough so you can grab whatever you want and then they lift you out.
Well, now I did see, so the one I saw, there was this little girl and she was... It was kind of my dream. Like, they were lowering her down over a pit of, like, chips.
Okay.
Like, bags of chips. And I think they were, like, wet. Like, there was, like, she's trying to grab, bags of chips.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And they were, like, a little bit slipperier. Like, you can only grab so many bags of chips, like, in your turn. Throw me that in some cash.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the two videos that I watched, basically they just like dunked a person down, the person grabbed some stuff and they lifted them out. I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Might as well just,
just give them the prize.
Yeah, here you go.
It didn't seem fun, at least like with the whack-a-mole.
At least, like, throw them in there. Like, spin them around, get them all dizzy.
At least with the whack-a-mole, there was like, you know, action and people dunking and
violence towards others.
Yeah. There was a little more to it.
There was maybe some activity involved, at least. There was some
cardio. But it was pretty funny. The videos were pretty funny. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that is a thing for your next birthday party corporate event.
Yes, team building exercise. Family reunion. Yeah.
Well, and I was also thinking, too, like, this is a nice thing because when... ever I've been to like a kid's birthday party where they have the inflatables, or like a carnival where they have the inflatable castles. Yeah. Like, how many adults are standing around going, I wish I could get in that, you know?
Right.
So, and this was really for adults. Like, all the videos were adults in it. There was not for kids.
So the weight limit has been
exactly.
That's my fear. I'm always going to jump and it's just going to go,
and I'm sorry. And all the kids are crying as they're trapped underneath the inflatable castle.
This hungry, hungry human popped our toy. Shut up, kid. Go play traffic.
Stop eating, lady. Jeez.
You broke our fun.
Stop shitting your pants. Awesome. So, all right. So that's the thing, Angela.
Awesome.
What did you find for this week?
No, that's super fun. That's a really good one. So what I found for this week, and I just kind of want to... you know, preface our listeners here. This is probably what I found is a little bit more adult content than normal. So if we have maybe children in the car, or if this is something that we're maybe not, you know, PG-13, probably a little bit more R-rated. It's not offensive by any means, but just give them that heads up. And I feel though, like, most of the people that probably listen to our podcast know us and probably aren't prudish anyways.
No.
But just putting it out
listeners
there.
Listeners be advised.
Listeners be aware.
Okay.
So my boyfriend actually sent me me this last week, and literally the text came through and it just was the link and it said, so that's a thing.
Awesome.
And it was
on board.
Yes, yes. And it was, the heading was, Polish brewery.
Okay.
Makes world's first vagina beer.
No. No.
From two hot Polish models.
No!
Vagina beer.
I don't care how hot they are.
Vagina. And I was like, yes, this is a thing. And so I was
give
like,
give me the deets,
what
girl.
Is, yes, what is hanging? What is going on here? So there's a Polish brewery called the Order of Yoni. I think I'm saying it right. Y-O-N-I.
Okay.
And Yoni is Sanskrit for female genital.
Oh.
So this is truly the beer that they're.
Oh, I might use that. Oh, my yoni.
Oh, my yoni. Lego my yoni. Beef a yoni? I don't know. I will come. Anyways, they've got the world's first beer with vaginal lactic acid.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't talk about a why, but it just said that this brewery has used bacteria from the vaginas of two smoking hot models named Paulina and Monica.
What?
And it's, I don't know. It took them to a gynecologist.
Oh,
that
God.
Took a smear.
Ew.
Yes, a smear. I don't like that word.
No.
Like, you know, people that
like a smear.
I've become accustomed to moist, but like smear, I'm not okay with smear.
Well, especially when you're talking about making beer.
Yes. So they took gynecologists took a smear from the women.
Oh my
and
God.
A laboratory managed to isolate the necessary lactic acid bacteria needed for the beer's production.
Why?
I don't know. There's no why in here. There's no, I mean, let's just go with people are weird. Like, let's just go with that. They said it's about $7 a bottle is what it translates over to in American dollars. And, you know, one customer said, you can try it out of curiosity. I don't think it would be a frequent item that I would continue to buy.
Okay.
But, and of course, and I didn't even come up with this. Thank God.
Oh, Yoni.
Thank God for the internet, because then people are like, well, what if they had STDs? I was like, oh,
how did you get herpes from beer?
Like, oh, I was drinking some badge beer and, you know, and I was just like, oh, holy, you know, and they said that they tested everything and, and that the brewing, that what did it say something about like the brewing or something? Oh no, that was for a different thing.
Okay.
But basically they check it to make sure that the lactic acid bacteria were isolated from the smear and that it's exactly what it needs to be and all that other kind of stuff. And I just there's so many like things that went through my head and I thought, you know, does it really taste any different? And of course, you know, Jim, my boyfriend, he made a comment like, oh well, I sent it to my guys group and I was like, you think it tastes like Clamato? Like, come on. Like,
awesome.
Disgusting, you know. But then I started thinking about it and I'm like, okay, what do you do with this? You know, like, what do you, you know, I mean, because I thought, I was like, so are we just giving pieces of ourselves now? Like, for Christmas?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Last year I gave wine bottles myself and that. And David Hasselhoff.
Yep.
Like, I made wine labels and I put them on bottles. Like,
Merry Christmas. Here's my badge beer.
Here's my badge beer. Like, hey, world. Ever wanted to know what it tastes to me? I was like, you know, wondering a lot. Like, it what?
Here's my Yoni beer.
What was I gonna call it? Like, you know what I mean? So anyways, I was.
Oh my gosh.
And so then I started thinking about it because I thought, okay, this sounds very similar
here's
to me.
Here's a ginger beer.
Moscow mules. Tastes like ass.
Oh my God.
Sorry, my smear was off. So then I started thinking, and I'm like, this is not the first time I've heard this. And so I went and did a quick Google search because I thought, I remember reading a few years ago about a woman who made bread.
Okay.
From the yeast in her vagina. So I don't know if that's just trying to be resourceful or how it worked, but like she basically, and this is kind of actually disgusting, but she found, like, she had a yeast infection.
Okay.
And somehow...
I'm going to make a good use of this.
Yes, and somehow, like, made a whatever and scraped, like, some of the yeast out. It wasn't a lot, but you make... When you make bread and you make rolls and stuff like that, you have to make, like, what's called the starter.
Of course.
And so you use that yeast in it because it's alive. I know. And she said it was delicious. She said the baking process kills off any bacteria that would have been in there.
I don't care.
So you can't.
I am not eating her muffins.
The thing that made me laugh so hard is that she actually made a sourdough. I was like, out of all the breads,
she's gonna make a sourdough.
You couldn't have just made a honey wheat.
Nope.
She's sourdough. Like
sourdough.
Yeah, smell sour, taste sour, look sour. So I don't know. Like, this to me is just kind of one of those where you're just getting very resourceful, maybe sustainable. Like, if the zombie apocalypse comes along,
okay,
we can make our own beer and breads and everything. And I did then want to try and look because I thought, well, this is not fair for all the women out there. Like, men have fluids too.
Oh,
right?
Jesus!
You know,
I don't even want to know where this is going.
So I was looking to see, like, is there shit out there with, like, semen up in it? You know, like, I don't want semen beer.
No.
Like, and that's my whole thing is, like, if I'm not tasting it normal, like, I don't. But moving on. So
Time and place.
So there is actually a Scandinavian company called Skin Science that makes an entire line of spermine beauty creams.
Oh, wait. I have heard of something like this.
Yes. It's supposedly supposed to be very similar to, like, a vitamin E.
Okay. Yes. No, I have had heard
something
like...
And it makes your skin taut.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
And so they have a whole skincare line called Skin Science that the semen can be used to do everything from moisturizing your skin.
Oh, my gosh.
To healing a sunburn. Bull semen treatment can be used in hair salons to give it, like, that shine. So... Which I hesitated putting this out there because for any gentlemen that listen to our podcast, they're gonna be like, "Baby,
yeah, right.
Let me take care of the wrinkles for you."
Now you're giving them some ideas here. Jeez Louise.
Let me take care of the wrinkles for you. You know, and it's well, how do you stay so young? Oh, I get that money shot every morning.
Money shot.
You know, and take it in. So, and I thought, hey, you know, vagina beer, sourdough, yeast. Semen skincare, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Do you?
Okay.
These are things that are out in this world.
So that's a thing.
That is a thing.
All right.
But please know that I do not plan on smearing my lactic acid anytime soon to make my own line of beer.
Okay.
Unless there becomes a need for it. I mean, if y'all really want it.
You volunteer?
I'll find a way to make money. I mean...
All right.
How'd you become a millionaire? Well,
all right. So that's a thing.
So
all
that
right,
is
guys.
A thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow, Angela.
Maybe all we can serve it at our next corporate revival.
That'll definitely make you want to play some whack-a-mole. Oh my God.
You never know. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, that's our episode for today. Sorry. I'm a little shocked right now.
It's kind of gross. Yeah.
Before we wrap it up, I do want to give a shout out to my friend Marie, who has been an inspiration in us getting this podcast started.
Yes.
She has her own podcast, which is called Here Today, Done Tomorrow. Here as an H-E-A-R, where her podcast is about reviewing other podcasts.
Excellent.
So if anybody out there is looking, don't know what kind of podcast you want to listen to, definitely
looking
check her out, and she can maybe give you some tips on some podcasts that you might like. So a shout out to Marie on
Excellent.
That one.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's our episode for today.
Yes. Thank you for listening, and thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Okay, good.